The next patient is Frederick Rebstock, R-E-B-S-T-O-C-K. Frederick, number one. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient is not a diabetic. He has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and severe peripheral vascular disease. The patient had carotid artery disease, cardiovascular disease with 5 stents, and a status post repair of the abdominal aortic aneurysm. The latest laboratory workup that we have was March the 7th, 2023. The creatinine is 1.72. The BUN is 33. The estimated GFR is 39. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. Period. The patient has one pitting edema, one plus pitting edema, that is most likely associated to vascular issues. The patient has decreased significantly the use of salt, and I am recommending moderation in the fluid intake, no more than 45 ounces. In 24 hours. Number two, the patient has anemia with evidence of iron that is low. The patient was placed in iron supplementation. He had a colonoscopy like 7 years ago and was told to go back in 10 years. The patient denies any active bleeding. He was placed on iron supplementation, one tablet every day, and the saturation of iron has increased from 12 to 17, and we are going to ask the patient to continue doing so, so we get a better result. Following number, he has a history of arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading 128 over 66. The patient has lost 5 pounds since the last visit. He's 192 pounds and he's a tall man, more than 6 feet. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Bhandare, B like in boy, H-A-N-D-A-R-E, period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm that is followed by a vascular surgeon on a regular basis. And he also sees Dr. St. Louis for monitoring the carotid arteries. Following number, severe peripheral vascular disease. The patient was advised to stay away from industrial production of food. Specifically, we recommended to stay away from poultry, pork, and steak. Avoid canned goods, low sodium diet, plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. The patient has a history of BPH. The urinalysis is completely normal. We're going to reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory and in the face-to-face, 16 minutes, in the documentation, 6 minutes.